Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Britain Broadcasting Israel, speaking to you on behalf of Britain. Britain, as you know, has three R's. Three R's of Britain are research, recognition, reconciliation. We research where the Lost Ten Tribes are to be found today, where descendants of the Lost Ten Tribes of Israel are to be found as recognizable bodies. We have done research in the past, published results of the research, and we are constantly renewing this research, revising it, bringing forward new evidence, correcting old evidence, and presenting this evidence to the public at large. We also work for the recognition of this evidence, for the recognition of the basic facts, for the bit of the biblical truths and the secular proofs that show that where the Lost Ten Tribes are today. This is what we work for. We work for this, that this research may be undertaken. We undertake it, that the results of it may be recognized. And we also work for the ultimate reconciliation, the reconciliation between Judah and Joseph, between the present-day Jews and the descendants of the Lost Ten Tribes of Israel, represented by Joseph. These are the three R's of Britain: research, recognition, reconciliation. You're all urged to support Britain in this endeavor and to take an interest in what Britain does. And we genuinely believe that we are doing this on your behalf, and we have a mandate to do this work, and we would appreciate your participation, your input from to us concerning it, feedback from you, and also support in whatever way you can give it, including financial help, because we too depend upon financial input like everyone else in this world. At present, we are continuing our studies of the Psalms, of the Psalm 119 that is broken up into 22 sections, and this present section concerns the letter Kof, K-O-P-H. This letter Kof in the Hebrew alphabet represents the number 100. Every verse of this section, of these eight verses that we are dealing with now, of this section, every single verse in Hebrew begins with a word. His first letter is Kof. And like all of the 176 verses in this psalm, every single verse deals with the Torah and the value of the Torah, or appreciation of the Torah, of the laws of the Almighty, and asking the Almighty to give us strength and direct us as to how we should keep these laws. That is the theme repeated in every single verse in some form or other of this 176 verse long psalm. In addition, each of the 22 subsections of this psalm has its own subsidiary theme. And the theme of our present section seems to be to call, to cry out. And three of the verses in Hebrew begin with a word such as kara, which based on the root kara. And kara or kore, and similar words based on this root, kara, kuri, etc., all based on the same root that we have transliterated as kara, kara, they all connote somehow or other call or cry out. And this is also probably where the English word cry, C-R-Y, comes from, because actually it is the same. It sounds the same and has the same meaning. And we find this in many old Anglo-Saxon words. And there definitely is some Hebrew in the English language, and there are Hebraic connections to the English language itself. And another expression we find in this psalm is Koli, my voice. Hear my voice, Koli. We have also translated this as K-O-L, call, voice, and hear my voice. And this too apparently gave rise to the English word call, to cry out. So we have here two words in English that seem to definitely be derived from Hebrew, and the meaning of these words are similar to the Hebrew words used in this psalm that describe the basic sub-theme of this section. And he begins in Psalms 119:145, I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. That's what he says. He's asking God to hear him and help him. He will keep the laws. It does not mean that he will keep the laws on condition that God hear him. He's only saying that he is prepared to do the will of the Almighty. I cry unto God, help me, God, I will keep the laws. That's a statement of fact. I need help, and I will keep the law. So that I'm prepared to do what you will. He continues in Psalms 119, verse 146. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. We need the help of the Almighty. That's what he's saying. Asking God to help us, save us. We all need, every day we need God to save us. Every day we're in some type of trouble, some type of minor crisis, even though we get so used to it that we take it as a matter of fact. Situation, but every day we are faced with temptations and or tribulations, or the troubles are not lacking, and every day we ask God to save us, because every day we are tested and every day we have to go through new hurdles, and we usually do. More often than not we get through them, but sometimes we don't, and when we don't, that causes trouble for us and troubles for others. So we ask God to help us. I cry with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. And then he continues, I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. Repeating it, but now he's going back to the theme that he needs the help of the Almighty. And another thing is that we need help of God for in everything, and also in general. We need it to be healthy and wealthy. In other words, we need to have our needs fulfilled. Our basic needs as the human beings, as the Almighty created us, we need to supply those who are dependent upon us with what they need, and we need to fulfill our basic needs to keep going, to function, and we need to be free of sickness, free of physical impediments as much as possible. And this is what we ask God to help us do, to help us get through this life as well as possible, in order that we may do His will. The better we off we are, the more we shall be able to do as God wants. We will not necessarily do so. That's another story. When things start going well for a person, he often forgets where he got it from or where he came from. But that's another story. Theoretically, at least, if things go well for a person, he should be able to do better for himself and for others as far as what the Almighty requires of him. And that, incidentally, is what our forefathers, the forefathers of the Israelite nation, did. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Joseph, and the others. They were all big men. They were all lords, minor lords, masters of their provinces. They were owners of great wealth and respected. And they used this power that they had, this superhuman abilities that the Almighty had bequeathed them. They used all of this to serve the Almighty, and therefore they were blessed because of it, and we should take an example from them. Continues in 119:147, I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hoped in thy word. The word translated or rendered as I prevented in Hebrew is kidamti. I got up before the dawning of the morning. I got up before dawn and I prayed to God. I cried out to God. I hoped in thy word. We hope in God. 119:148, mine eyes prevent the night watches that I might meditate in thy word. This too is a continuation of the previous verse, the same theme with a slight change. He says too, he gets up early, he gets up before the early watch, and he thinks, he studies the law, he studies the Bible. And that is worth doing, and anyone who can do that is encouraged to do so, because they will never regret it. And it will give them only blessings and good. In Psalms 119:149, he says, hear my voice according to unto thy loving kindness, O Lord. quicken me according to thy judgment. We ask God to hear us, and according to his great mercy, according to his loving kindness, to hear us, God, and quicken me according to thy judgment. Quicken me. Chayeni in Hebrew, chayeni, you know, can mean quicken, and also in the sense of giving vitality. Also give me life, life force, vitality. Give me the ability to live well in your Torah, in your inspiration. And 119:150, it says, they draw near that follow after mischief, they are far from thy bore. The word translated as mischief in Hebrew is zimah. Zimah connotes sexual immorality, doing immoral things in a sexual way. And they draw near that follow after mischief. They, those who want sexual immorality, who want to do things that they are forbidden to do, they as if chase after it, draw near unto it, pursue after it. They are far from thy law, but in doing so they distance themselves from the will of the Almighty, they distance themselves from keeping the commandments. They do one thing at the cost of the other. That is reality, and this is a thing we all have to face up with at some stage. That nothing, you get nothing for nothing. You go after one thing, you're liable to lose it elsewhere. And God does not want us to be promiscuous. He wants us to do his will. He also does not want us to be celibate. We all have to do what the Almighty wants us. So the first commandment of the Torah is to be fruitful and multiply. We should all endeavor to have good families and fruitful families and happy families going in the ways of the Almighty. Continuous 119:151. Thou near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. God of his nature is near unto us. God of his is near to us. What, leaving things as they should be? The Almighty is close to us. It is we, our sins, or our bad thoughts, or our attitude, that distance the Almighty from us. We just have to get rid of this. We just have to pull this down, take down the barriers that we put up, and let the natural course of events take place, which is that the Almighty will be close to unto us, if we are conscious of it. If we call unto him, he is there. And that's what this verse is saying. 119:152, concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. The word translated of old is Gedim, Me Gedim, literally speaking, from before the beginning. In other words, in our subconscious, in our very souls, before we were born, we all have a natural recognition of the truth of the Bible. It is there, we all know the truth, we all know that the Bible is true. And we know it even without having learned it, and when we learn it, it is as if we are meeting an old friend, and a recognition is springing forth to us, but a recognition of a truth that somehow or other, somewhere within us, was already there from the very beginning, from before the beginning. And this is very important, and everyone should contemplate upon it and consider it in their own lives and their own experiences, and test it out for themselves, consider it for themselves. We will continue these studies. May God bless you all. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit and Broadcasting, Jerusalem, Israel. Thank you.